Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
My name is Claus, C-L-A-U-S, Robert James. My reservation code is 2311-3601-0026-8587.
Thanks, Robert. Just give me one second here.
Pardon me?
Just give me one second. I'll pull up your business profile. What's the name of your business?
Real estate, gaming. We own a gaming license. My wife does in Las Vegas, and we own a sports bar. Then we have some real estate holdings.
Okay, so the name of your business is Real Estate Gaming?
No, the bar is called Hoops. The construction company is Archie's Place LLC, and then the real estate's under my wife and my name, Robert James and Susan Lynn Claus.
Oh, okay, all right. And the best number to reach you in case we get disconnected?
Oh, 503-734-0556.
Okay, perfect. Just give me one second here.
You're there, right? All right.
Yes.
What's your name again?
My name's Nick. Nick Chapman.
Nick, N-I-C-K.
N-I-C-K, yep. Okay. Sure. It looks like you're in Oregon, correct? Are we the mailing address correct at 22211 Southwest Pacific Highway in Sherwood?
Yes.
Okay. And so I guess we have you pre-qualified for capital and equipment here, based on a relationship with Meadows Bank. So what business were you calling in regards as far as do you need capital or equipment or both?
Both.
Okay. So let's talk about the equipment first. What were you looking to bring on for your business equipment-wise?
We'll put up an electronic message center at the bar, the gaming place. It's actually, you have to call it, it's a sports bar because it has, you know, the 15 gaming machines that are allowed, but it has to have a full-time restaurant, a real, you know, most gaming places have to have a place to eat because they give away liquor. Sports bars have to have an actual restaurant, sit-down, full-service restaurant. Call your sister names. And then we have a 2-acre industrial park in back of it, Meta. Yes, please. Well, she's calling me right. Excuse me a second. She's calling me right now. I'm sorry, Nick.
No problem.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So then we have, I have a lot. I've just sold to D.R. Horton for $200,000, 5 months to close. And I'm selling 4 houses I own in Bend, Oregon. That we've had an offer on, we've been going back and forth on, but I want to get the electronic message sign up, and then I want to have enough operating capital on hand. I don't think I'll use it, but I want to have it on hand.
Okay, how much is the electronic message center cost?
About $50,000, the estimates we're getting.
Okay.
And that may be as high as 65. It just depends on what you use in terms of the thing, the electronic reader board.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. All right. So 50,
you know,
65.
It just totally depends. If you buy Daktronics, which is like not the Cadillac. It's a Cadillac in some ways, but it's not really a Cadillac. It's the one that the big outdoor companies use. And that's in South Dakota. I don't know where they make them, but I mean, they're very, very big record, a good record. If you go to the ones that are made offshore, like China, you're at 50. If you go to that crowd, you're at 60 to 75.
Mm-hmm.
And they, whatever, they'll rent about 1,500 a face if you rent them out a month.
Okay, so if you chose to rent it, you said it's $1,500 a month?
Well, it depends if you rent them. You know, if you use them for your own gaming place, you're going to be looking for the added business. If you rent them to the tenants, I have 20 tenants in the industrial center, and they would have to pay per face $1,500, and the billboard people would probably rent to two or three people at the same time, you know, because the message change automatically, electronically.
Oh, right. Okay. But you're looking for one, and this is going to be inside your sports bar, or is this going to be outside your sports bar?
No. It's a huge freestanding sign. Have you been in Las Vegas?
Not in 15 years. I'm just trying to get an idea of exactly what you're looking for.
Well, the freestanding signs, Nick, outside that the big casinos have.
Okay, yeah.
Only ours will have to be much smaller because we don't have, you know, like they've got 50 acres, so when they put those casinos up, so they can put up a 3,000-4,000 square foot sign, no problem. You know what I mean? Well, we can't get over, I don't know, I think it's about 500 to 700 square feet because we just don't have enough space to get like they do. But their signs also cost, you know, $1 million is a cheap one.
Mm, okay. But this is going to be a freestanding electronic message board outside of your...
Yeah, out in front of the industrial park and so on.
Okay. I understand now. Sorry. All right, and how soon were you looking to have that sign installed?
Well, again, that depends on who you try to get to build it.
Mm-hmm.
If you get Young Electric, Yesco, who are out of Salt Lake City, probably 6 months. You get Daktronic, it just depends when it goes into their production line. They may be able to put it out in 90 days. Then they have to farm it out to get it installed. But the minimum you're looking at on something like this is 120 days, and the maximum is probably 8 months.
Okay. So when do you need to pay for this? When you order it, or do you pay for it when it's at the end?
You have to pay half up front. Well, you have to pay half to 75% up front.
Got it.
They won't even talk to you. You know, I mean, they have to go to the city, they have to get the permits, they have to engineer it, they have to design it, they have to put it in production. And I already have the sign there. The sign is in existence, but it has what you call a manual reader board, and it has a lot of neon on it, on the sign. They've got to come in and tear all of that out, use the sign structure. Because what they're it's like they're building a suit of clothes. The body is still there, but they're making a suit of clothes to put on the body. And they're obviously not going to custom manufacture that for somebody not being paid.
Right. Okay. So as far as the electronic message center... We can definitely set you up with a, you know, traditional equipment financing loan, and it'd be really your choice of 2 to 5 years. Have you come up with a monthly budget that you're thinking about for this?
Oh, yeah. We're doing well on the gaming.
Okay. But as far as what you were looking to pay...
And I want another on top of that, because they say it's $250,000 they'll loan here, which I doubt it'll be that much. I want to try to get another 50 to 100 on those sales of the property in Bend and the sale of the lot in Las Vegas.
Okay, so you So you're looking for another, let's say, 100 in cash. I'm sorry, to while you're waiting for the sale of your properties to come
50,
through.
Yeah, 50-75 plus 100 in that range.
50 to 100.
I'm not on any of this. Pardon me, Nick.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm clear. So you're looking for, in addition to the equipment financing for the electronic message center, you're looking for in cash about 50 to 100.
Yes, and okay. That'll be backed up by real estate sales. The lot in Fort Apache is clear and free. You've got an existing offer with non-refundable money up from D.R. Horton. I'm sure you know who they are. You know D.R. Horton is.
Of course.
Okay, well, they've got an offer that they've given us, non-refundable money, but they want 5 months to close.
Okay,
and so that's $200,000.
Okay. Because
the
way
I've got some houses, I'm sick.
Okay.
Say again, Nick.
The way our working capital loans work is they won't be tied. They won't be backed by your property. They're unsecured, so we don't collateralize them. So,
okay, what kind of interest are you charging?
So for unsecured, uncollateralized working capital, obviously it's a risk-based cost of funds. So it could be anywhere from 11 cents on the dollar to 30 cents on the dollar. So it just depends. A few things go into factor there. How would you say your credit is?
Say again.
How would you say your credit is?
Well, I think it's just fine.
Okay, great.
The last time I checked.
Oh, good. Okay. So just a sliding scale. Yeah. So the factors that come into play for how we come up with the cost would be, you know, the business that we're using for the working capital loan, time in business, the business credit, and the personal credit is a small factor, but we just check that to make sure there's no, tax liens north of $500,000, judgments, that sort of thing.
What do you mean to find out what you want to do?
So for the equipment financing, that's really straightforward and traditional. You know, typically most people go for the longest term of 5 years. Sometimes you can, if you have a monthly payment budgeted for much higher and you don't want to pay for this electronic message center for 5 years, if you want to put it on a 2 or 3 or 4 year loan, we have those options as well, right? And the rates for that starts, mid single digits, right? So you're looking at starting at about 4.5-5%. This is unique collateral, so it's hard to nail down an interest rate on it. For the working capital, so for the unsecured cash, that depends on what you like also. So the term goes up to 3 years. Okay. And so is that, I know you said you're getting this money from D.R. Horton in about 5 months. So were you looking for, a shorter term, like 6 months, or are you looking for a 2 or 3 year loan?
Probably, I don't know. We'll see what you have to offer, I guess. Thought about it.
Yeah, we'll give you some options. Obviously, just like your mortgage or car note, the longer the term, the more interest you're going to pay, right? But we always put our best foot forward. So the electronic message center, obviously that loan needs to go under hoops because that's what the sign is for, right? And the working capital can go under any of your businesses. I would suggest the one that, has the best revenue, longest time in business. Okay. And Robert, what's the best email for you?
CLAUSSL, Claus, CLAUSSL, at AOL.com.
CLAUSSL?
At AOL.com.
Perfect.
That's my wife's.
Okay. So I'm going to email you exactly what we need. I'm going to email you a copy of the equipment application and the working capital application. And then just the documents we need as far as a few months of bank statements and the first page of the business tax returns for both hoops, and then whatever business you'd like to use for the working capital.
All right. Thank you kindly.
Got it, Robert. I'll send this off in the next few minutes and we'll take it from there. And you'll have my direct line, my direct contact information in the email as well.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Robert. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
You too, sir.